Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
I have to admit, I'm a bit hooked on MasterChef. Actually, I'm a MasterChef tragic. I actually look up the recipes online and try and cook them. It's not that pretty. But one of the sought-after items in this season has been the immunity pin. Now, this isn't a particularly original concept, but boy, does it put an interesting spin on the competition. So far, I've seen the immunity pin won by two people and used once. This get-out-of-jail-free card is a great relief to those who own it. They can afford to take more risks and relax a little more without the looming fear of being eliminated, that nerve-wracking fear of failing and leaving the MasterChef kitchen for all time. Outside of the kitchen, I think that this fear of failure actually stops most of us from really living life. Most of us will probably take conservative steps in life to avoid the risk of failure. Henry David Thoreau makes the extraordinary statement that most men, and this could well apply to most women too, lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. Who should we ultimately be afraid of failing? Our boss? Our spouse? Our children? Ourselves? Ultimately, God is the one who we should be fearing, and at the same time taking great relief, courage, self-confidence, and freedom from the knowledge that we can't fail Him. It's not possible to fail God. The good news is that the real failure point for us as human has already been dealt with. God has been through the pressure test for us, so to speak, and won a permanent immunity and remedy pin for us from our rebellion and failure to meet His standards. And this pin is not single use only, no, it will never expire. The Book of Psalms in the Bible says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sins." So, if the Creator of all things doesn't see us as a failure, shouldn't we take a few more risks with the dishes that we cook, so to speak? Okay, so I've slipped back into MasterChef jargon again, but I think you know what I mean. What is stopping us from living life? Will you go to the grave with your song still in you? Or will you step out and give it a go? Now, I'm not saying that you should go out and quit your job or anything drastic like that, but I am encouraging you to start thinking and planning how you can realise that calling that you may have been resisting for most of your life. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.